Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's very special Success Team call. My name is Jim Tanner. I'll be your host this evening. I'm dialing in from my home in the Boston, Massachusetts area, where it is as hot as it is everywhere else in the country, probably. And I want to welcome you, whether you're dialing in from the United States, Canada, the UK, wherever you might find yourself this evening. We are so excited to have you here with us. I want to make sure that everybody here listening has a pen and paper ready. We're going to be hearing from some folks that were at the big Florida event this past weekend. But I've got some notes for you for the leaders here on the call this evening. I want to make sure that you know about a couple things that are important. Now, if you've been on our text alert reminder system, a couple things. Number one, you did not get a text alert live this evening. Number two, you probably did get a text alert about an hour or 2 hours ago, notifying you that you've been removed from the text alert system. And we got a lot of folks said, hey, what happened? I'm off the system. Well, I want everybody to know everybody got that text alert, letting you know that that you've been removed from that list that we're all on. The reason for that is that text alert company, and if you've been around a while, you know we've really struggled with having a consistent text alert provider at a reasonable expense. And because we don't charge you for text alerts, we try to keep those expenses down. Well, as we've grown as an organization, the invoice for those text alerts has now reached $4,000 a month. So we had to make a tough decision about that. So what we're asking everybody to do is, and we're going to talk more about this, is to get in the habit of helping your brand new people. Put this in your calendars on your smartphone, because I know I have these calls in my calendar on my phone, and I get a push notification, a reminder on my calendar, on my Mac computer, on my iPhone, 30 minutes before the call, and again, 5 minutes before the call. And we'll probably put up a little training video for those that don't know how to do that on iPhone or Android. But for most of you as folks that are building teams, I'm sure you know how to do that with the technology in your phone, and we're just asking you to make it a new step, an alternate step. Instead of teaching your new people how to register for text alerts, we're just going to register our new people, commit our new people by helping them to put this in their calendar on their phone. So we are at this moment, we are no longer looking for a new text alert provider. We're simply going to use the technology that's available to each and every one of us for free and make sure that we set up reminders for the calls. And folks, many of you have been getting on these calls like I have for years and years and years. Although we have moved the calls from time to time, time and day, I know that many of you, like myself, that you make the call every week, whether live or on replay. So again, the text alert system, there won't be any more text alerts. We're going to remove that from the queue page in your Success Team queue page, so that it's a step you're no longer going to walk your new people through. But again, encourage them to put it in their calendar on a repeat weekly, so that they can put it in their calendar one time, and then every week going into the future, they'll get that notification reminder. I also want to make you aware, and we're going to talk about Ladies of Justice here more this evening, but I want to make you aware that as we continue to expand the resources available on successteamworld.com, you will now find a much more enhanced Ladies of Justice column in your back office. Now, for those of you that are still at guest status, you have not yet become an associate in the team, we fully realize that you, when you log into your Success Team World account, you see first step training. For those of you, I'll encourage you to complete that first step training, get registered as an associate, upgrade your account so you have full access to your back office. And for the rest of you, those of you that are already involved as associates, you know, you have a full, robust back office, call archives, training in a variety of different focuses within the Legal Shield business. And now the Ladies of Justice Monday evening training Zooms are now part of your archives, and additional Ladies of Justice branded training materials will be part of that training section as well. And you can check that out tonight after the call. And so I'm going to take a pause from announcements. I've got a few more announcements for you, But since we're talking about Ladies of Justice, and anybody who's talked to me one-on-one, you know how excited I am about Ladies of Justice, about how Ladies of Justice is absolutely moving the needle in growth, in recruits, growth in premium, families protected, which is what you and I do every day. And they're absolutely making a huge, tremendous impact in the business of Legal Shield. So I've asked Yvonne Jones from Florida to join us on the call this evening to share with us her thoughts coming out of the Ladies of Justice event that was part of this big weekend in Florida last weekend. So Yvonne, if we have you on the call, we'd love to hear your thoughts coming out of the Ladies of Justice event and share with the team a little bit of the community and support you feel as a member of Ladies of Justice.
Thank you, Mr. Tanner. Hi, everyone. I'm Yvonne Jones, as Mr. Tanner said, and I'm really honored to be able to share with you some of the key points that I took away from the event this past weekend, on Friday, actually. It began with Ms. Wilder. Well, first of all, I want to say how much, Ladies of Justice, I am so grateful, because coming to know about Ladies of Justice has really re-energized me in my Legal Shield business, because I work with women, and this is just totally in alignment with what I do. And this is a community that every one of us who are women in this organization, in Legal Shield, we want to be part of. And it seems that not everyone knows about it, but I would encourage you to start getting involved with Ladies of Justice. There is a Facebook group, just plain Ladies of Justice, and there are some additional ones like Ladies of Justice Georgia, Florida, and so forth. But the Ladies of Justice overall group is a great place to be. Now, the event started with Ms. Wilder hosting a Ladies of Justice social, and she really set the tone for how it should be. And one of the first things that she highlighted was that we start with the icebreaker, which is a Let's Get Social card. And you can find all of these resources on LS Engage, on resources, Ladies of Justice, they're all there. She emphasized the need to use these cards whether we're doing a social or a luncheon, because our goal is not just to tell people what we do. We want to allow our guests to have a voice. So it's very important for them to get to know the guests on a different level. And so when you take a look at these Let's Get Social cards, it's really bringing in all the perspective of the individual. And how it should be done, the recommended way is that if you have a small group of people, or whether you have a small or large group, but someone else should introduce the other person. And let them feel special, ask them what they do so that you can share what they do with everyone who is there. So that took up a good chunk of the first part. And then moving on to Kadia Brooks. She has a modeling agency. We spoke about, you know, how we should dress, how we should conduct ourselves, and so forth. Aisha Mahmood, oh my goodness, her story was awesome. I can't get into it now, but she and her boyfriend lived in a teepee that they purchased and they built for two or three years, I don't remember, but her story was very, very compelling. And she talked about the fact that she was kind of dabbling in Legal Shield, and something traumatic happened. I think she and her boyfriend broke up, and she decided to go fully in, and oh my goodness, in the short time, what a difference it made. Now, there were other ladies who spoke about our health, because, of course, our health goes with our wealth and so forth, and how it's important for us to eat clean, to maintain vibrant health. And I'll just skip over those. Those are some really great points. Then Ms. Lorna Rasmussen, she mentioned that 82% of women in North America make their money through network marketing. And she introduced her book, which she had 100 copies, and they were gone in a flash, The Absolute Best Way for Women to Make Money. I would encourage every woman and men to get a copy of this book, because it's kind of like a course in a story form. One of the persons that made a huge impression on me in her presentation was Fatima Salam. Her title was Shift, S-H-I-F-T, Happens. The S is for start paying attention to your mindset. H is to harness your mind, control what we let in and what we take out. I is to ignore haters, doubters, negativity. F is to feed your mind with new ideas, new perspective, new people. And T is to demonstrate tenacity. And she said in her family they have a thing where they call it no jabs. That's no judgment, no arrogance, no blame, no shame. So those are principles that we can all embrace if we choose to. And then the last one I'll mention, I don't have more time to do this, Ms. Gardner, Elizabeth Gardner, oh my goodness, she mentioned 8 points. And I tried to take notes as fast as I could. But just to mention about 4 of them, she speaks about knowing yourself. Let yourself be gutted. Let it open you. Embrace everything that has happened to you in your life. Things that have happened shape our character. So don't try to push them down. But we bring them forward, embrace them, so that we can use them as learning tools to make ourselves and help those that we want to empower to improve their lives. And then 2 was to take total responsibility for the space you hold here. And these points I found very energizing. You are not running anyone else's race. You are not here to fulfill anyone else's mission. You're not here to master anyone else's gifts and talents. You're here to take 100% responsibility to become the greatest and most powerful you. I think I've run out of my 5 minutes, so I'm going to stop there. But it was so well worth attending. And like I said, I just encourage every woman who is in on the call, who's going to be listening, to tap into Ladies of Justice. Read the mission, because the mission of Ladies of Justice is intended to empower us, and then we also empower the women that whose lives we're going to touch with Legal Shield.
Ms. Jones, thank you so much for coming on live on the call this evening. I appreciate that, and it was so great to see your posts on Facebook live from the event, and to see in real time the experience you were having, and for you to bring this back to us. I understand that you can't bring back all of the emotion of that event, but we're so grateful for you to bring back those nuggets from the incredible Ladies of Justice event. And again, thank you for your time this evening. And I did ask one other person that was in Florida this past weekend to join us on the call this evening, and I said I would come back to some additional information that will be valuable to you as a team. But we're going to go to Mr. Kurt Jones here for a second, because I want him to share his thoughts. Now, you've been hearing from Kurt Jones on our calls fairly frequently over the last several months, as we've done recaps from Dallas, Texas at the International Convention, as we've recapped the Raleigh, North Carolina event. Mr. Jones was in Las Vegas at the Team New Vision event. He was in Florida. And if you're following Kurt Jones on Facebook and wherever else he might be posting this great information, but I'm watching on Facebook as he travels around the country. And Kurt, before I bring you on the call, let me just say one thing, because you're not going to brag about yourself. I know how humble you are. I just want to say this, because I am in this incredibly and I have such gratitude for this. I have had the opportunity to know Kurt Jones as a business partner and a friend, but also to be able to watch him grow in our business. And I've often said, and I've told the story about 15 years ago when I got started, and how Mark Riches would introduce me to people as a future Millionaire Club member, and how it did make me uncomfortable. And I wondered back then if he said that about everybody. I learned over the years that that's not what he said about everybody, that he was not careless with his with the words he used. And the reason he saw me as a future Millionaire Club member back when I was delivering furniture was because wherever in the country we had an event, he could count on seeing me show up there. And I think about, why is Kurt Jones a future Millionaire Club member in Legal Shield? And I see him on the exact same road. There is no event that is safe from Kurt Jones being there and filling a notebook full of notes whether it's in his backyard in Dallas, Texas, or it's flight after flight away. I've watched him have challenges, including losing his whole backpack on his way to the Florida event, and still making himself there where it matters most to take the notes, to absorb the information. Ladies and gentlemen, any excuse will do to not show up for your business, but Kurt Jones doesn't make any of those excuses. So I want to bring onto the call right now my good friend and future Millionaire Club member. Of this I am greatly confident, Mr. Kurt Jones. Kurt?
Well, thank you, Mr. Tanner. I really appreciate that, and I definitely that makes me feel great that you see that in me, that I'm headed, you know, in the right direction to be the future Millionaire Club member. I definitely see that in my future as well. I tell you, unless you actually, you know, make the effort to come to these things, you know, and save up and do whatever you got to do to come to these things, you just don't understand. Just like Mr. Tanner was saying earlier, you know, you can't really convey the feelings. You can't really share the emotion unless you're actually there. I could just kind of tell you about it, you know, but unless you're actually there, you just don't understand. And I'm telling you, you know, seeing the people that I see, you know, the Millionaire Club members that recognize me, you know, we see each other and we say hi, we give each other a hug or a handshake, you know, I mean, these are just regular people who did extraordinary things to you know, by basically following the system and becoming who they are, you know, to us, you know, they are, you know, they're giants, you know, but they weren't always giants, you know, they made the steps, they made the trips, they made the, you know, the efforts to go to these events, you know, for knowledge and for encouragement and for a reminder of why they're doing this and to hear the sacrifices that others made to get to where they are, you know. And so it was great to see, you know, the people that I had seen since Dallas, since Las Vegas and Raleigh and then now in Florida, to see these people over and over again and you know, and we're just able to connect with each other and encourage each other, you know, and you know, got to hang out with James and Raynette Paris, you know, for the day on Saturday, and we were learning together and got to see them, you know, go up on stage for them becoming managers and all that, and sharing that emotion and excitement with them as well. So, you know, it was just really great to just be a part of that and take all the notes and share some of those notes that I was getting with you guys on Facebook and everything. And I tell you, you know, there's a couple things that stuck out to me that I hold on to and, you know, want to share with you guys as a reminder. One thing I got was that someone said, I don't remember which person said this, but what was said was that no matter your age, your background, no matter your experience or lack of, no matter where you are today, you can be where you want to be in the near future. Well, that applies to everybody. Now, a lot of people, you know, as I did in the past, thought, you know, maybe this just isn't for me. Maybe it's just for people like, you know, my Adam and Alicia Thompson, where they just skyrocketed, you know, from the beginning. But no, that was just my train of thought. But as I have seen and heard and witnessed other people who are now, you know, Millionaire Club members and giants in the industry, in the company, this applied to them as well, and they ran with it. They saw their future. They connected with their upline. They connected with all the different tools that Legal Shield provides. You know, going to all of these different events, you know, it was a constant reminder of how their future can be changed. And so you know, I continue to press forward and continue to, as Mr. Tanner encourages and says, you know, to continue to grow and to know for a fact that my future is bright with this company, and I'm not going to stop. I'm never going to stop. This is not only just the company that I work with, but it's also become a family to me, you know, with the success team organization that we have through the Riches organization, but also as a whole. I mean, at the Team New Vision in Vegas, with that's headed by Mr. Darnell himself, those who aren't directly under in his organization but are there, he calls cousins, because we're all still family. So I was a cousin and was recognized as a cousin of his organization, because we're all still family one way or the other. We're all going to the towards the same goal, on the same, we're all in the same road to where we need to be. So and then another thing that kind of got me was that, you know, we know everybody, a lot of people went to the performance club and where was it that you guys went to?
Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah. And then what something that was displayed was with a bunch of people holding hands, jumping in the air, saying turning your paychecks into play checks and making the rest of your life the best of your life. Well, this is the company to do that. I don't know of any other company that provides such, from what I've heard, extravagant trips just for meeting certain goals that are very attainable if you put your mind to it, if you put your thoughts to it, and you make up your mind that this is what you're going to do. And so, you know, this business, I tell you, this company has changed my life. Just in the fact that I've never traveled so much in one year in my life, nor would, you know, except for, you know, if it was my family. But, you know, with the Legal Show family, you know, it encourages me to continue to go for these things and to be encouraged and to encourage others. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to, reaching these goals and making these trips so that I can hold hands with others and jump in the air with them and take these pictures and build these memories. So, you know, I know that you guys hear it all the time, and I'm not gonna stop, and Jim's not gonna start, and Mark's not gonna stop, and Mike's not gonna stop. But go to these events, save up. You just don't know what you don't know what you don't know. So save up for these events. Make sure you get to the next major event, which is the national event in Salt Lake City. Be there. Save up now. Start looking at what your ticket's going to cost. Start looking at what your air flights are going to cost and your hotels. Airbnb. iAirbnb, that's the cheapest way to go. But get there. Find a way. Get with other people and maybe share rooms together. But get there, because these things are so important. And so I'm grateful to have been able to finally go to Florida. It was my first time going to Florida. I'm grateful to be able to hang out with the Parises and meet up also with all the other giants that were there, including Mr. Jeff Bell, you know, and him remembering me. You know, he meets so many people every day. For him to remember who I was an honor to me. So, but, you know, make sure you guys go to these things. Go to as many as you can throughout the year, because it keeps your momentum going, it keeps your encouragement going, and keeps your belief in yourself and in this business going. And with that, I will turn it back to you, Mr. Tanner.
Kurt, thank you so much for jumping on. I really appreciate that. And, you know, I don't want to step on anything you said, because you said it so well. And I'm just so glad that you're plugged into the events wherever they are. And, of course, we see Mr. Kurt Jones being visible in his core commitments at his local briefings, his local Super Saturdays, but also wherever Legal Shield is putting on impactful, meaningful businesses, he's there as well. So thanks again to Mr. Kurt Jones for joining us on the call this evening. One more announcement, and then I'm going to do some training for you. The announcement is Mark Riches, who, by the way, is not on our call this evening, because Mark Riches, Ben Riches, Chris Corley, who, congratulations, Chris Corley, his wife just had their newest child, was born in the last 24 or 48 hours. But Mark Riches, Ben Riches, and Chris Corley are hosting a private business reception. They've got about 30 people in Cookeville, Tennessee, at an event at Mark Riches' house right now. So that conflicted with tonight's call. So we'll get Mark Riches back on the call next week to talk about that private business reception. But he did ask me to make sure that I promoted to you, so you can share with your team, that this Monday morning, so this coming Monday morning, we have Mr. John Gardner speaking on the business solution support call. on our Success Team B2B call. So Mike Riches has lined up John Gardner. John Gardner, who retired and closed down a giant multiple office law firm, John and Elizabeth Gardner. They are Platinum World Council members, $300,000 ring earners, millionaire club members, and incredible recruiters, incredible team builders, incredible visionaries. I don't even call John Gardner a visionary. If you spent any time one-on-one with John Gardner, you'd have to call him a futurist. I mean, he saw satellite radio. He saw OnStar. And he saw identity theft in the very earliest of days. He has written multiple books. He's been involved. John and Elizabeth Gardner were participants in the Chicken Soup for the Entrepreneur. So, I mean, I could just go on and on and on. And I don't even have any notes in front of me. This is just stuff that I know from time that I've spent with John and Elizabeth Gardner. They recruited Justin Peterson personally, helped him build this international team of young millennials that you all know that have come from that. And on and on and on. That's this Monday morning on our business solutions call. Thanks again for all of our participants. I'm gonna close out with a training, so don't hang up the phone. I'm gonna go a little bit. You know, we used to do this call for an hour. Our goal had been to get it down to 30 minutes, but here we are. It's not going to be 30 minutes tonight because it's the 25th of July. If you're participating live, listening live, hopefully you're catching the replay reasonably after this. If you're listening on replay, I want to talk to you about finishing the month of July strong. And by strong, I'm going to define that as Performance Club qualified as at a minimum. But for those of you that are close to senior director, executive director, and beyond, digging in and helping your team, communicating to your team the power of being Performance Club qualified, which creates the volume for you to qualify for senior director, executive director, your next ring level, $50,000 ring, $100,000 ring. Maybe it pushes you over the edge to the millionaire club, $1 million in total income. There's so many things tied to Performance Club. Many of you maybe don't even realize that Performance Club has a matching Performance Club bonus program that allows you not only to help your team earn incredible Performance Club freedom bonuses of hundreds of dollars per month, but that for you as a team leader, you get matching bonuses on that can result in you earning additional thousands of dollars per month. And I'm talking about bonuses on top of the overrides that you earn from the production of your professional productive sales team. So I want to talk to you about finishing the month strong, but I also want to address something that is a challenge. I was talking to my good friend Lloyd earlier today. He's out in California, Lloyd Watkins. Many of you have talked with Lloyd before, seen him on our Facebook pages. And we were talking about all of the different areas that we have available to us within this incredible Legal Shield opportunity. And, you know, for many years, I famously built my business in the business solution side. I recruited people to sell Legal Shield as a B2B employee benefit and done very well doing that. But as we've grown this company to now a $1 billion valuation, which is incredible in itself, owned by a private equity firm that holds $17 billion in assets, we are just this multifaceted, incredible opportunity that involves Ladies of Justice, which is growing faster than any modeling that the company had put together could have predicted. We have Legal Shield in Espanol, which is about to reach its one-year anniversary on the membership side and is in its infancy on the opportunity side, meaning that you can have people in your team that can experience every aspect of being a member, every aspect of being an associate, totally in Spanish, nationwide. It's just it's incredible. And in the nearly 50 years that Legal Shield has existed, there have been no Ladies of Justice. There has been no Legal Shield in Espanol. We have young professionals, what many of you know as the millennial movement, which is being rebranded as young professionals. I don't think that's a secret, or at least if it is, it's not well kept. But as many of our young professionals move out of that millennial category, and as that millennial category doesn't always have the association of the most positive professional people, young professionals, I believe, is a much more appropriate label for who those men and women are that identify with that movement. We have Legal Shield in Canada. All these years, grateful to have a limited version of the membership in only four provinces of British Columbia, Ontario, Alberta, and Manitoba. But now, on October 1st, Legal Shield Canada relaunches from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea in Canada, with the most robust, what we know as the Legal Shield plan here in the United States. We have the UK, which officially launched on July 1st. Our first efforts across the ocean, across the Atlantic, where we now are represented with legal defense and privacy defense, incredible services in the UK. We are a global brand, a billion-dollar brand, part of a multi-billion dollar organization. And yet, individually, we can still feel isolated. We can still feel frustrated. We can still feel confused about how to make the most of this thing that you and I have found. How to make the most of this opportunity that we were literally praying for. I understand because I've been there. I understand because I've lived it. I understand because I have faced those frustrations of seeing just outside of arm's reach the exact thing that I wanted. The vehicle to take me from where I was to where I wanted to go, and to not be able to connect the dots. So when I started talking about how to finish the month strong, and then I dig into all of the different facets of our business and the conversation I was having with Lloyd, and I've had with many of you one-on-one, I want to talk to you in a way that is very concrete, about how to build your Legal Shield business. Whether that is Ladies of Justice, Legal Shield in Espanol, Business Solutions, Young Professionals, Canada, UK, CDLP, Small Biz Plans, whatever it is. And by the way, I believe that your ultimate goal should be to have a business that is that all facets of the company are represented in your organization, that you have a portfolio, that you have this incredible, energetic hive of people that are doing what is best for them. For some of them, that is going to be sitting down with small business owners, sharing the small business plan, inviting them to roll out Legal Shield and ID Shield as a voluntary employee benefit, something, by the way, this success team does better than any organization ever in the history of Legal Shield. You're going to want people in Ladies of Justice conducting socials and pop-ups. I hope that you understand that in your own business, as important as it is for you to have somebody like a Scott Brooks, for example, or an Adam Thompson go out and in the community, go and stand in front of 50 employees and sign up 40 of them at their place of business, it's equally important that you have a Lady of Justice ambassador in your team that reaches an individual woman at the playground, pushing her stroller and her child, and sharing the incredible Legal Shield membership and maybe even opportunity over a cup of coffee. I hope you understand that you want all of that happening. You want somebody in your team presenting the CDLP plan to truck drivers, the people that move our goods across the country, that drive hard and work hard and are targeted by local law enforcement as a revenue source. I hope you understand that you want young professionals, people that have been told that the American dream, the Canadian dream, the dream of entrepreneurship is dead, and that they are believing just a little bit in the quiet corners of their mind that it's not dead. And here you come with an opportunity that is very real, very robust. I hope you want all of that happening in your team. I hope you want people in your team that don't speak a lick of English, speak Spanish fluently, or maybe they're bilingual. And they can protect families that speak Spanish, protect families and empower those people to become entrepreneurs, business owners in our countries where we do business. I hope you want all of that happening. I won't belabor that point. I just want to paint you a vision of how do you get all of that to happen in your business. It seems hard to wrap your arms around all of that, much less your mind. It seems hard to understand how to build this massive multi-million dollar business when maybe you only came here to make just a few hundred dollars a month extra income, which, by the way, is totally okay. And it made me hard to really understand, well, as I talk about these big things, and I use words like billion and multi-billion, how that revolves back to Performance Club. And I'll say something that if you've been with me on calls like this for any length of time, you won't be surprised to hear. That at the center of everything that we're talking about, at the center of your Performance Club qualification for this month, at the center of you building a lucrative business that is multifaceted and takes advantage of all of the different ways that you can build a Legal Shield business, the center of all of that is the belief in our Legal Shield membership, not the hope in our Legal Shield membership. If you've heard me train on the four bridges live or on the internet, you heard me talk about the difference between hope and belief, and that people come into our business and they're excited and they say, I believe in the membership. But they don't use their membership. See, I talk to people every day. They're frustrated about their business. They're not Performance Club qualified. They didn't get Fast Start qualified. They're frustrated. They feel like they're failing in a business that they're excited about. They don't quite know how to connect the dots. And I ask them a simple question. How have you used your plan? And it's usually met by silence. And then followed up with the admission that they didn't use their plan at all. And I have to remind them that I helped them, or whoever their sponsor was, helped them get a membership, not to sell them a membership. We helped you get a membership so that you would own a membership, use a membership, develop internal white-hot belief in your membership, and then share that energy, enthusiasm, and passion with the next person. It's almost too simple. And it's so simple, it's easy to overlook it. How could it be that? Well, here's why it is that. Because when you join our business and you sign up for a membership and you don't use it, you don't actually believe in the membership. You hope, H-O-P-E, in the membership. You hope that what we said in the videos is true, what we said on the phone is true, what we said at the meeting is true, what we said in the training is true, but you don't know if it's true. You haven't gotten your will done. You haven't known what it feels like to download the app to your phone, to fill out that simple will questionnaire form, to have it go to the law firm to get your will back. You haven't called your law firm and asked some simple legal questions, things that might have been on your mind or things that you had to come up with by going through the 101 Reasons flat sheet to inspire yourself for some legal questions. You don't know what it feels like to call into the law firm, talk to an intake specialist, have a real attorney that's an expert in that area of law call you back within 4 business hours, and answer your question. And because you don't have those personal experiences, you are not a believer in the product. You're a hoper in the product. Now, here's the problem with that. When you go into the marketplace and you want to sit somebody down, you will invite them to a presentation, and they can feel, they can see, they can sense your uncertainty. They can't feel your conviction, because your conviction does not exist if you don't believe in your membership. And I always tell people, your prospect does not need to borrow your hope in the membership. They already have hope. They hope it is real. They hope it works. They have legal issues and legal questions. They have been treated unfairly. They have had divorces and child custody issues. They have had bankruptcies. They've been 3 months behind on their mortgage. They already hope that it works. They don't need to borrow your hope. They need to borrow your belief. They need to hear your personal stories of how you've used your plan. And a simple tip for everybody on the call this evening, the bigger the legal issue, the more complex the issue, the more expensive potentially it would have been if you weren't a member, the less likely it is to resonate with your prospect. But the simpler it is, the dry cleaner that ruined your clothes, the local business that treated you unfairly, the simpler it is, the easier it is to understand the value proposition of what we do. When I think about people that succeed in our business, they love their Legal Shield membership. They use their Legal Shield membership. And by the way, when I'm saying this, I'm really talking about both plans. Legal Shield and ID Shield. They use their plans. They use their app. They love them. They've developed their own personal stories of how they use them. They use member perks to save money, and they have stories about that. And that is belief in what we do, not hope in what we do. And in that belief, they radiate. They levitate almost about our business. And those are the people who are winning every single day. Those are the people who, when you say to yourself, it seems effortless the way that man or woman schedules sit-down presentations. It seems effortless the way they are able to recruit someone. It seems effortless the way they are able to get a decision-maker meeting and a new group account. It seems effortless the way they are able to attract the very people they need to their business. That mystery invisibility that you can't quite figure out is their white, hot, burning belief in the Legal Shield membership. Because in the heart of every person that I have ever met in Legal Shield, in the heart of those people is this humanity that says, once you find something that is this good, it is no longer optional to tell other people about it. It's not optional. It's not okay to walk by somebody and let them live in silent fear, silent suffering, and not knowing that Legal Shield and ID Shield exist. It's not optional. It's not okay. So those people that radiate this burning belief, and remember, I'm talking about me too, because for 10 years I owned this service, told people about this service, didn't know about the opportunity, but it didn't slow me down. It didn't make me hesitate to tell people about the membership. And yet what we tend to do is we get excited about the opportunity, excited about the potential income, emotional about the ability to have a path out of where we are to where we want to go. And yet we don't do the very simple, easy thing to do that is highly duplicatable that all of us can do, which is become raving fans of the service. That's the answer, ladies and gentlemen. The answer to getting Performance Club qualified is being a raving fan of the service, because if you love your membership, you'll tell other people about it. You'll attract people to you to have conversations about it. Those conversations will lead to other people wanting to have the same level of protection and empowerment that you have, because it makes sense. Not everybody signs up for a Legal Shield and ID Shield plan, but smart people do when they understand what it does and what the value proposition is. That's the key. And at the center of Ladies of Justice and Legal Shield and Espanol and Business Solutions and Young Professionals, at the center of our Canadian expansion, our UK expansion, at the center of our truck driver plans and law enforcement plans and all of those niche and specialty plans, at the center of everything is that you and I individually love our membership and would tell people about it whether the company paid us or not. That's who we are. That's what we do. That's the business we're in. And so when you think about the meetings that you're hearing about, the meetings you're being invited to, the weekly briefings, the Super Saturdays, the Super Regionals, like what you just heard about in Florida, our international events that happen in the spring and in the fall, Salt Lake City coming up in October, those events are, yes, they're filled with how-tos and skill development. But more than anything, they're an opportunity for us to immerse ourselves in an audience of, a sea of, like-minded entrepreneurs that at the core of everything that they've, every success they've had, at the core of every activity they've done, at the core of everything they do, and the reasons they get out of bed in the morning, at the core of all of that, is that those hundreds or thousands of people at that event love their membership. Are raving fans of the memberships, would not live without the memberships, could not imagine their families not protected by the memberships, prioritize having and using their memberships. That's the secret. That's how you finish at the top. That's how you are Performance Club qualified every month, because you will be busy when you move from hope in the membership to belief in the membership. When you have a white-hot passion for what we market, when you understand how incredibly valuable it is and how we are able to access legal services not for hundreds or thousands of dollars per hour, but for a simple, affordable rate per month, and that we can extend that power to each and every citizen, leveling the playing field, making our world a better place, enhancing what it's like to live in our communities through such a simple act, simple gesture, a simple responsibility, a civic duty to let people know that what we do exists and that we can help them become subscribers to join our community. That's how you win. And you can't manufacture that feeling. There's no book, there's no audio cassette, there's no script that will replace what it feels like to be a member who uses and loves their membership. That's my advice for you this evening. Ask yourself how you can start using your membership right away. Get your will done or updated right away. Make sure the apps are on your phone right away. And duplicate that down into your organization. Every person you know, every person you meet, make sure that they have these apps on their phone. Make sure they have the option and the opportunity to live empowered, to truly live free as a member of our community. And follow up with those people. Understand that as you continue to grow your conviction and your belief in what we do, that your ability to communicate that through words and energy will grow as well. Keep telling your stories. Never give up on someone who didn't get it the first time. Have empathy for the fact that even though they might not have understood what you were trying to help them to see, doesn't mean they don't still need what we have. Go out there and serve your community, because that's what we do. Legal Shield just happens to pay us incredibly well to do it. Empower other people to be entrepreneurs, because, ladies and gentlemen, there simply are not enough of us, you and I, to do the work that has to be done. We continue to open up new states and provinces and countries. People continue to turn 18 and 26 years old faster than we can market memberships. There's not enough of you and I. There's not enough associates. There is incredible amounts of business to be made, to be built, to be acquired, and there is incredible, insurmountable amounts of people to protect. We need more of us to do it. Please recruit as you expose people to the power and the value of our membership. That's how you finish this month strong. That's how you build an incredible business, robust, multifaceted business, a portfolio of people that are masters of every facet and every different part of the Legal Shield experience. That's how you do it. I'm challenging you to go do it right away. Thank you so much for joining us on the call this evening. Special thanks to Yvonne Jones, Mr. Kurt Jones. We'll see you all on Monday morning for Mr. John Gardner, live on our business-to-business support call as well. Thank you and good night.